Atkins was wrapping up. Listen, Monica, there's a big difference between a surgeon and a physician. Until now, you have been a physician. Now you're becoming a surgeon. Do you know what that means? Monica nodded vaguely. Yes. Basically, it is the difference between knowing and doing. That's right. Physicians know everything about medicine. They can examine a patient, take their history, and map out a treatment plan. But they do not actually do anything themselves. A surgeon is hands-on. You have to know what needs to be done, and then you actually have to do it with your own hands. Your talent must reside in both your brain and in your hands. Atkins was reciting the credo that separated the two different classes of doctors. He continued, "You came to us with outstanding test scores and great evaluations of your interactions with patients. Now you're going to have to translate that knowledge into a genuine talent with advanced surgical equipment. Right now, your hands are just not as talented as your mind, and you need to fix that." At the end of their discussion, Atkins ordered her to spend more time on the simulator. He wanted her to repeat surgical maneuvers over and over until they became second nature. The simulator challenged her with all the little skills that she needed to master. Each of these was some foundational part of a larger procedure, but in the simulator, you could not injure, maim, or kill a patient. Mastering small skills opened the door to exercises that challenged you with full prostatectomies, hysterectomies, and dozens of other common procedures, each with a unique twist waiting to trip you up. The simulator also scored her performance every second so it could compare her to the most experienced surgeons and her own classmates. These scores contributed significantly to everyone standing in the program, which determined whether they ended up in New York or Iowa. Like most surgeons and fellows, she had spent very little time with that simulator because it was not thrilling, like real surgery. No one got into medicine so they could play video games on human tissue. They were here to heal real people. Her scores on the few exercises she had done were mediocre. That meant she was not excelling in the program and was far behind the leaders in the class. Discouraging. Unacceptable. Atkins told her she was not coming back to the OR until he saw some improvements in her simulator skills. So she could not avoid the virtual torture device any longer. The simulator was not an actual patient, but it could equip her to help the next Mr. Brown, just as she wished the surgeon had helped her father nearly 2 decades earlier.